Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and normally we'd be doing something different, but we're not settling today. We're just going in a different direction today. So joining me solo is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good morning, sir.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I am good. You have a new article that has come out regarding Indianapolis, and it opens up a troubling can of worms.
It sure does. Now, it started a couple of weeks ago, probably about a month ago. Richard Essex is our age. He's got some gray hair. He's an investigative reporter for a TV station, Wish TV, in Indianapolis. And he called Second Amendment Foundation. He needed some help. He uncovered something, and he didn't know where to take it. And we spoke and texted a couple of times, and he put out this story, and it's so alarming, to put it mildly, to put it in words that the FCC will allow me to use, that we had to get something up about it. He found that for more than 50 years, every single gun that Indianapolis, Indiana PD has recovered, it's known as Indianapolis Metro Police Department. Every single gun they've recovered, they've done ballistic testing on, and then they've sent that data to the ATF. I'm not talking guns left at murder scenes or dropped by, you know, escaping felons. Guns they've held for safekeeping, guns they found, guns that have been recovered that were stolen and before they can get it back to the owner. Every single firearm that has ever gone in their property room has been ballistically tested, and the ballistic data sent to the ATF for an illegal gun registry. If you can actually believe that.
So the registry itself, in what form do you know it takes the form of? How are they keeping this data in place?
They're keeping it obviously on computer. They have the brass, the projectile from each weapon, and the lands and grooves leave marks on the projectile. I assume that's part of the registry. Now, this whole thing violates ATF's policy. According to an ATF agent, he admitted in the video story that I hope people will go see, that ATF is only supposed to take and process firearms that have been used in the commission of a crime. So you get this ATF agent melting down during questioning by Richard Essex, and it is just something fun to see. That's the only fun part of the story. The rest of it just raises tremendously bad issues all the way around. Because as we have a couple of guys pointing out, including retired NDPD lieutenant, if they recover your gun and your cell phone and your laptop, they can't open your cell phone or open your laptop without a search warrant. But here they are searching your handgun without a warrant, without probable cause, without any kind of court order, and that's a huge violation. I would say that's violating the Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments of these gun owners. And you couple that with the fact that they've been doing it for 50 years. I mean, I got a quote saying that this is a decades-old practice. Nobody at the police department can even remember when they started it. It started in the 70s. So you have a class, and that's a big word legally, a class of victims. I mean, you're looking at thousands of people
right
over the years.
Right. So I guess that what this is, but the interesting question is what you mentioned to me earlier, before we came on the air here, is that you wonder how many other cities are doing this.
Well, you know, Indianapolis is one of these big cities that have been historically controlled by Democrats for decades, even though it's in a somewhat red, if not purple, state. So, I mean, look at Chicago, look at Washington, D.C., look at all these other cities. You got to wonder, look at New York, the cities in California. You know, they kind of have a relationship, for lack of a better word, with local ATF. And they get all the guns in and test them. It's maddening when you think about it. And it's difficult to prove, too. The thing is, thank God Essex, the reporter, is a gun guy. So he realized right away when he had somebody tell him this, yeah, this is not kosher. I mean, I've been around all kinds of journalists during my newspaper career, and I can count on one hand, I don't even need all my fingers, the amount of true gun guys who work in journalism. Essex, by the way, just bought a Smith 29 because he always wanted one.
Right.
We went around and around a little bit about that. I think he's actually going to carry it. So, I mean, he is a good gun guy.
Where? Where's he going to carry that? I mean, on his person. That
he wears a suit coat every day, yeah.
Oh, my
God.
So he's going to be very hairy.
Talk about enough pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we had words about that. Let's just say that.
Let's ask this question. In Indianapolis, whose brainstorm was this to start this policy?
No idea. I mean, first of all, they're not exactly lining up to talk about it. Nobody from the police department or the ATF would return my calls. But, you know, Essex is there. He lives there. It's hard to ignore an investigative reporter that works for a good television station that lives in your zip code. So they talked to him about it begrudgingly, and they said, quote unquote, that they're working on it. You know, the department attorneys are looking at their policy to determine if they're doing anything wrong, and if they are, they're going to change it. But it's been a month since, you know, he started poking around, and there hasn't been any, I mean, look at this, Bill. I mean, you know right away, just me describing it to you, that the policy is wrong.
Right.
Probably unconstitutional.
Right.
Probably created a large...
It's a violation of the Fourth.
Yeah.
And in some cases, depending on the context in which they take it, it's a violation of the Fifth.
Yeah. And I throw the Second in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It doesn't take a JD to figure out they're breaking the law.
And I slept through all of my law school classes. but, I mean, I would have to think that they understand, now that this has come out, that they are liable. And they have a tremendous liability out there. And it's sort of like their fourth point of contact is bare and sticking up in the wind right now. So I wonder, you said that they were talking about, oh, well, we're going to look at it. If we find out we're doing something wrong, we're going to stop it. But then, what about the registry? What happens to the...
Exactly. And, you know, I've had stories that have prompted class actions before.
Right.
And so I know how difficult it is to do a class action lawsuit. It's a lot of work. It's probably more than one or two attorneys could even do, because it's difficult to find plaintiffs. Here, brother, you'd be turning plaintiffs away. And I hope it goes there, because the only thing that these police departments, these liberal civil rights violating police departments and cities understand is cold hard cash. And maybe they need to lose a little bit of that, because this is dead ass wrong.
Now, this is this started, you said, in the 70s.
Yeah.
So
nobody can remember the exact date.
Right, right.
Sometime in the 70s.
So this is just something that has... If anybody ever did look at this with a jaundiced eye, you know what? We're coming up on the break, so let's carry this on into the next discussion, shall we? You can find this article at gunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back talking to Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams, whom you can find at armedamericannews.com, gunwriter.substack.com, and also he is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, so probably saf.org somewhere there is his stuff. And talking about Indianapolis, and so this is something that began 50-some-odd years ago, maybe, right? They've been doing it for 50-some-odd years.
Yes.
Now, are we to sit here and believe naively that they're the only ones doing it?
No, not at all. I would hope that guys would look at their cities, especially any large metro that's been run by the Democrats, that's capable of forming an unholy alliance with ATF. Because, I mean, just look at Indy. They have 21,000 firearms in their property room right now, more than 21,000. Every one of those has been unconstitutionally, if not illegally, tested by the police, and then the info sent over to the ATF. And, you know, it's just, you can tell a lot about a police department or a sheriff's office by the way they treat gun owners. I go back to my sheriff's office here. You know, if there's a defensive shooting and it's clear at the scene, they're probably not even going to take the guy's gun. Okay.
Right.
But you've got, I mean, at Indianapolis, it takes years just to get your gun back. So your gun was stolen. I spoke to a guy. His neighbor lost 20 firearms in a burglary. He's only got four of them back yet because it's such a process to get these back that you have to, usually have to end up hiring an attorney to get your gun back from the police. And then there's a simple equation, you know, say you got a $500 Glock. You're going to pay 10 grand to an attorney,
right,
to get your $500 Glock back?
That's always the way it goes, isn't it? That's always the way. And yeah. I'm almost certain they know that to you.
I'm sure it's an unofficial policy just like this.
Yeah.
You know, let's make life as difficult as possible for the gun owners. You have to be fingerprinted and photographed and background checked to get your gun back from the police. You have to provide, I'm not kidding about this, Bill, proof of ownership. Where if you bought your gun locally, that's fine. But how many guns have you, you know, I've inherited guns from my family. There's no receipt for any of that.
Right.
They just make life difficult.
Yeah, I mean, but I think this is time for this to be sort of, just the permutations of it, when you look at it and you think, okay, these guys have been doing this for 50-some-odd years, undetected.
Yep.
Is that an accurate way of putting it?
Yeah. And they're creating thousands and thousands of victims. These people have been victimized.
Right. And within Indianapolis, who runs, is Indianapolis a Democrat-run city? I mean, since it's been going on, has it been a Democrat-run city for 50 years?
Yes, it has.
And is the police department, not a sheriff of some county, that's been doing this?
Correct.
See, this is a dangerous thing. I don't think anybody understands is when Lee gets his mitts around something. Lee has a direct line to Alan Gottlieb, and you can point certain things out to Alan. But I mean, do you have any idea how many lawsuits the Second Amendment Foundation has going on in the various states right now as we speak?
Last time I spoke to him about that, it was nearly 40. I know they're working on a new spreadsheet to be able to track them better. And I mean, that's multiple lawsuits in a lot of blue states.
40.
Not a good thing.
the whole thing with that is that, they have the Second Amendment Foundation's, win loss record is pretty good.
Yeah. I don't remember any losses, but I've only been with the organization a couple of years.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know if they've ever lost a case.
If whoever heads up, like if Adam Crowd is now in charge of the lawsuits and everything, and it were to continue with this, if this was a sports team, Adam would get a really big multi-million-dollar contract to be a franchise player because of that success ratio that they have with that.
Yeah, and let me tell you, this thing needs to be handled legally. Because, once again, you can't count on these blue cities, which produce blue chiefs of police. You know, chiefs of police always mimic the politics of the city commission that hires them. You can't count on them to do the right thing unless there's a court order from a judge.
Right. They have to be forced to do it. They don't have the self-motivation to be correct.
They put it mildly, sir.
Yeah. So I guess this will be something that there will be some conversations about.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about it. And you know, Indianapolis PD is going to have to do a lot to avoid a lawsuit on this one. I mean, they're going to have to change policies. They're going to have to. Wouldn't you at least want to notify the people that they've been victimized, that their civil rights have been violated?
Well,
and that's a long list, my friend.
See, if they had done it, if they had just done it because of some renegade Soros-funded mayor that came into play,
yeah,
3-4 years ago. Okay, maybe I could settle for that part. But this has been an ongoing thing for 50 years, and this means that some people, they've had lawyers come and go. They've had police chiefs come and go. They've had legal people coming and going.
They've had their own officers. Their own officers have raised the issue.
Yes.
We shouldn't be doing this. This is illegal.
Yes, and so the fact that they have continued to do it, and now, only now are they going to look at it.
Yeah.
They already know. They already know the answer to it. They don't have to look at it. But the bureaucratic ease that comes out of them, that oozes out of them whenever they get busted.
I'm sure the department lawyers will figure out that the department did nothing wrong.
Well, I'm sure they will, but I don't know what a jury would say. I don't know what a jury would say because that's. A registry in the United States is expressly illegal.
Yep.
And getting out there and making your own one, and you know, we know a bunch of things about the ATF and all the stuff they're doing, but their come up and is almost at hand, I think.
Yeah, we're getting closer every day, brother.
Yeah. So I kind of think they have things in play, but I kind of think since they're the first. The damage done to them should be the worst. I think you get Mr. Gottlieb involved and let him just go and have at it. But, you know, that's just me wishfully thinking. This article, this is The Gun Writer? Is that where you published it?
Yep, thegunwriter.substack.com.
Latest article up there, it's at the very top of the page. Go there when it says if you want to, you know, if you want to read it, if you're just in that much of a hurry, just click, let me read it now, and boom, or you can get on his email list, and you can get notified every time he drops a new article. And these are deep dives. There's none of this, there's no fluff in anything that Lee does. When Lee does something, I sit around sometimes just going, I wonder how he finds this. So anyway, gunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. President Biden is laying out his budget plan.
Medicare finally has the power now to negotiate for lower drug prices.
While speaking to union workers in Philadelphia, Biden said the budget also includes a new billionaire tax, an increase on the tax for corporate stock buybacks, and an increase on the Medicare tax for those making more than $400,000 annually.
Do you believe the Hunter Biden laptop story is disinformation?
I don't think there's anything I can share on that in open setting.
The director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, was questioned by GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik. Ray's remarks come after Hunter Biden finally admitted the infamous laptop was his. The Mexican drug cartel behind the kidnapping and murders of Americans is apologizing. The Gulf cartel says the gunman who kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them said they weren't acting on orders from the cartel leadership. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams, and you have been doing a lot of work on the side with Florida Kerry as you are attempting to shoehorn in and push through to the finish permitless carry in the gunshine state, haven't you?
Yeah, it has been a tremendous, tremendous task. I got to tell you, it's not easy. I have so much respect for the guys in the 25 states that have already passed it. It is not easy. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that's involved. I mean, for us, we're calling it unlicensed concealed carry.
Right.
Because the current bill does not allow for the open carry of arms. So you can't legitimately call it constitutional carry. So there have been some people that have spoken out against the bill. I believe in incrementalism. Me personally, I would love to get this passed so people no longer have to bend a knee, pay $97 to the state, and get fingerprinted and photographed like a criminal in order to exercise their Second Amendment right.
Right.
I have no doubt that open carry will be coming. We're hearing that from good people behind the scenes, probably as soon as the next legislative session. Of course, there is the concern that, you know, our governor, the best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis, may have something else to do next year and right. might not be around to sign an open carry bill.
Right.
He might be occupied elsewhere. We'll see. But he has promised to sign the bill. And we have Republican supermajorities in the House and Senate here in Florida. And I got to tell you, it's scaring the hell out of the anti-gunners. One of the most virulent and violent almost anti-gunners, his name is Frank Cerabino.
Okay.
He's an opinion page writer for the Palm Beach Post. He's been anti-gun his entire life. Unfortunately, I have to read his stuff because to keep current on what the other team is saying.
Yeah.
He's comparing constitutional carry to rape.
Yeah, I'm not kidding about that. The crazies are becoming even crazier. Constitutional carry is bringing out the crazy in the crazies, like you can't imagine. All the lies about AR-15s are in his latest work. You know, they liquefy body organs, they shoot through steel. It's a super, super high power round, even though we both know it's a varmint round. And even though our bill does not allow for the carry of AR-15s, it's a handgun only bill. So the other team is frustrated, scared, and powerless. And they're pulling out all the stops trying to get this stopped.
Right.
Unfortunately, we've had a couple of instructors, and I want to address this, and I thank you for the opportunity, firearms instructors who oppose the bill because they oppose the lack of a training requirement. And right now, under Florida law, you have to take a concealed weapons class or have a DD-214 to be able to get a permit. I spent a lot of time yesterday, Bill, talking to guys in Ohio, Texas, and Arizona about what happened when they went constitutional carry. And every one of them said the same thing, that it's difficult to get a training class now because so many people are opting to carry a concealed weapon, and so many people want some professional training, which I think is very good and very healthy.
It is very good. But
and the guys that are out there worried about, you know, their bottom line, just give it time. I think they're going to see an increase in training.
Well, see, here in South Carolina, for the very longest time, we did not have reciprocity with Georgia. Georgia had reciprocity with us, but we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia. And the reason we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia was because in my state, the legislature said, well, they don't have a training requirement for the permit in Georgia. Now, the training requirement in South Carolina is this: 150-round box of ammo, a target the size of a barn door, and you get all of the rounds in the black at a range of about 7 yards. Okay.
Okay.
And primarily, I think that's so that whoever the instructor is that signs off on that, oh, yes, he took this class and he took this training and he's qualified. So you can say, when you sign off on that, they didn't shoot themselves in the foot and they didn't shoot one of the other students. It's a liability thing. I do not look at 50 rounds is the first three magazines to me. A training to me is 750 rounds in class on the range, not in class just talking about it, but actually getting out there. The classroom is the range, and that's training. And so I guess my question would be, as you guys are dealing with that in Florida, who's trying to describe what the training would look like?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, carrying a concealed firearm, a defensive firearm, is a heady responsibility.
Yep.
And it's nothing to be taken lightly. I don't like to say, you know, what should be contained in one class. In my humble opinion, training is ongoing. I'm constantly taking courses from, well, Bob, the best instructor in the world, in my humble opinion. And, you know, it should be ongoing, because me going to the range, like I'm going to the range, after this phone call or after this radio gig, that's practice. Okay. When I'm training with Bob and he's coaching, that's training. I'm just practicing my proficiency today on the range,
right,
trying to keep my skills up. But training involves a good instructor. And I think you're going to see training professionalized. Yeah, I don't like any state's training requirement because it's usually a bunch of crap. You know, like you said, 4 to 5 hours, if you're lucky, shooting a target, a static target. Training, man, I mean, if you're carrying a defensive handgun, you're going to be training to be in a gunfight. You need to go to a gunfighter. Like Bob.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's my humble opinion. And you should be doing that constantly. And dry firing at home, it never stops. I will never stop taking training. Nope. And I think a lot of good people are going to see that and then follow that.
Well, I think the thing about training with a handgun, it's a little bit different. It's the only martial art that I think the training part of it is fun.
Yeah,
because every other martial art I've been involved in, I get beat up a bunch. Just, and that's if I'm winning, I'm getting beaten up. So, you know, it is fun. It's challenging. It's a little bit like golf. You know, you're trying to conquer your own best. You're trying to get better, more accurate, faster. Yeah.
It's always been about the envelope. Funny you mentioned this.
Yeah.
You know, the faster I shoot, the less accurate I shoot, slower I shoot. You know, so it's like pushing that speed versus accuracy envelope as much as you can. And that to me is, there's nothing more, well, there are a few things that are more fun, but we can't really get into that on the radio.
Yes, but right now, as far as that particular thing, you ought to be approaching the speed accuracy thing with a little bit better perspective now with the C2, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I have never seen anything like the Staccato C2. You're going to get the new one, right? The smaller one?
Well, I've got the CS and the C2 and a P and an XS or an XC coming.
Now, the mag capacity on the new one, is that 10 or does that hold more?
I have no idea. I hope it holds the same, because if it does, then they've hit the right formula. Because, you know what, let's talk about what we think. If we, in our world, what would be the best carry gun out there? If we were the ones putting it together and money was no object, and we had the greatest minds known to man when building a gun, let's talk about what would be the perfect carry gun.
I think it's out there already. I like the C2.
Yeah.
I would have to have that. Now, I haven't shot the new one, the smaller one.
Yeah. Well, hang on. We're coming up on the break, last break. So we'll pick this up on the other side when we get back. Talking to Lee Williams. Go check out his attack on Indianapolis. It's very, very, very good to read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. Although Lee is also a shooter, and right now we're going to go off into fantasy land just because we can. Lee has a Staccato C2, which you think is the perfect gun.
I really do. There's nothing else I want on it. It's got an optic. It's got a light. It's small enough to conceal easily. I don't want to go any smaller. It holds, you know, however, 15, 16, 20 rounds, whatever mag I choose.
Right.
Which, you know, I want at least 15 rounds. I've only been in a couple gunfights, not like 400 like Bob, but I had ammunition left over during each one, and I never got a penalty or a red flag for that. So I want at least 15 rounds, and man, the trigger, I mean, people ask me all the time, well, what do you really think of it? I said, well, if you haven't fired one, if you haven't experienced the Staccato trigger and you don't have a couple of grand laying around, don't shoot one because you're going to have to buy one. It is the finest shooting pistol I've ever fired.
Well, you know, when I talk about the perfect carry gun, I think that's going to vary from person to person.
Right.
Because
single action is not for everybody.
Right. But like form factor, there's two kinds of form factor. There's a bunch of kinds of form factor, actually. There's the micro gun, which you don't hardly even remember you have on most of the time. I have trouble gripping that just because of my hand. I've got arthritis in my hands. My hands are sort of clumsy now. Some of that fine motor function I might need if I had to reduce a stoppage or something. Not as good on a micro gun. When we get to the subcompacts, the Glock 26s and the CZP-10Ss, now we're more in my category. But, I mean, some people prefer for a carry gun a longer barrel but a shorter grip because the grip is the part that they're trying to conceal. Some people prefer like the Glock 45 type that has the shorter slide but the full-size grip on it, which is probably the Staccato C2 probably falls in between those two because it has a 16-round magazine, but it's a smaller, compact package altogether. I don't know.
Well, there's,
yeah?
Go ahead. There's nothing easier than the micro. I mean, I have a Ruger LCP, a couple other little 380s, and it's nothing like throwing that in your pocket and going out. But that is not the type of pistol I want to defend myself with. The C2, it's obviously it's bigger and it's steel, so it's heavier than the Glocks. But man, if I'm going to defend my life, I want something serious. I don't want to have to try and save myself with a little pocket 380. Now, carrying a C2 and the 380, you know, if I'm going into target-rich environment, that's probably going to become an option. But man, that C2 for me, that is perfect. And it's got a good optic on it and it works. I've never had any kind of problem with it. I'm guessing right now 600-700 rounds through it.
Yeah.
Not one stoppage.
The Staccato is, the thing about Staccato is what they figured out is that, you know, it's got to be at least this tight, and it can't be no looser than this. They put every gun in between that. And with a single action gun, where they've also eliminated all of that, like I talked to a guy named Mike Benbow, who's now the director of training at Staccato. And he was in charge of the U.S. Marshals when they started testing the gun. And they expected it to fail. They had been carrying single stack 45s, but what they did realize with the single stack is that, or with a 2011, that it was not going to be one of these $500 guns. They realized that because, but what they were looking for was the accuracy. It had to be accurate and it had to be reliable. And Staccato hit it out of the park. They started out with the Staccato P, which back then the Staccato P was a 4.15-inch barrel. So it was sort of built like the Glock 45 or the Glock 19X, whichever one you want to talk about. Full-size grip, shorter slide. And they adapted that, and they haven't looked back. And now Staccato is in the hands of 650 law enforcement agencies. Now, you're a former cop. When a law enforcement agency looks at a gun like that, what does that tell you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is, most cops are not pistoliers. Okay. That's the big thing. Most cops have to shoot so many rounds in a gunfight because they can't hit what they're aiming at. And you throw in, you know, adrenaline, you're turning your arm into a big piece of licorice, but that Staccato, in the right hands, you're not going to miss. It's safer for them. It's safer for the public in that you're going to have a lot less rounds heading downrange. I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, I think that probably, I think Staccato by themselves, because now you see all kinds of 2011s coming out, don't you? All over the place.
Yep.
Everybody's got 2011s coming out. And I mean, there's some that are better than others, and there's some that are more expensive than others. But I think the thing about Staccato that I like is because I know Joe Chambers at Chambers Custom. And Joe and Sean at Staccato trained both together under Bob Marvel. And the way they build a gun is all based on math. It's all about math. It's going to be this chamber depth every time. It's going to be this every time, this kind of tolerance every time. And then they measure it out, and they don't let it go until it's at that point. With Joe's, it takes a little longer because his is a lot more refined than any gun is out there. I mean, it's not just Staccato, but definitely the Staccato has hit the sweet spot, and they're pushing stuff out there. But I mean, striker fired gun. What is there a striker fired gun that you like?
Yeah, I actually, I know it's not popular, but I really enjoyed my XD in 45, the tactical with the 5-inch barrel.
Sure,
it was a shooter. And, you know, I carried the Glock 17 for years, and I carried the Glock 19. Nothing wrong with them. I think they're fantastic guns, obviously. But the difference for me between a Glock and the Staccato is, I mean, the Staccato is almost an offensive handgun.
Yeah.
Okay. It is what I want in a fight. The Glocks and the XDs and all the striker fired, they're great. Interesting you brought that up because I have an HK P7 that I thoroughly, which was killed. It's a squeeze cocker.
Right.
Which was killed by the Glock
out
about the same time. I would carry that, because of its beautiful trigger before I would carry a Glock again. It's also very small and very concealable.
I just got a Walther PDP 4-inch barrel, or 4-inch barrel gun. And I'm going to try that because that is the most ergonomically superior striker-fired gun there is.
I keep hearing that. I've shot them. I love them. I keep hearing that, too.
But the day I shot it, I had one before this, and the day I shot it, I was shooting a $10,000 Chambers pistol. with a compensator. And, I mean, the chamber's pistol, I was just aware of a slight thudding impulse running up and down my forearms when I pulled the trigger on that. So every gun I shot for the rest of that day, which one of them was the PDP, was snappy.
Yeah.
So I got rid of the PDP, but then I thought about it for a minute, and, you know, that kind of ergonomics you don't see too very often, but in any event. So, in summation, I kind of think this this thing that you found on Indianapolis, I kind of think this is the 2023 version of the discovery of Fast and Furious. So this, it'll be interesting to see how much replication we see out there.
We're going to find a lot. I predict we're going to find a lot of other cities in bed with the ATF. Indy's doing.
Yeah. So when you hear that, it sounds innocuous. It is not innocuous. This is extracurricular activity beyond what they're supposed to be doing in law enforcement. They're not that. This is what the what was that guy's name? Berea. Show me the man, and I can find the crime.
Yeah.
This is their fishing trip, trying to find something on somebody, and then if they don't find something on somebody, well, they just hold on to the guns for a little while. There's a process. You got to go through the process. It's no big deal. You know, it takes weeks, months, years, but you know, it's just a process. No problems, no issues. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My honor. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Find Lee at gunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and he is the sole investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. As for me, well, I've got a lot of ranting to do, and I'm going to get serious about that in just a very little minute, so you just hang on. I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.